Maseches Erevin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Mavoi Shugavo Shenicho Esa Koira L'Mayla Me'Esrim Amud, that you placed the crossbeam above 20 amos. Rashi is telling us that it does not mean that the alleyway itself is actually more than 20 amos high. See Rabbi Akiva Eger and Gilui Neshas, what he discusses on this point in Rashi. And this crossbeam is coming to permit carrying inside the alleyway. The midiraisa because the iser is to take out into the public domain. Mahi rishus haram, and what is a public domain? Sartu apalti gedoilu, the thoroughways and the large plazas. Kedemra parakusias Shabbos, as we say in the first parakum sech Shabbos. Shadaim ledigli midbar, because this is compared to the digli midbar klaisol and the midbar to komili the Shabbos mishkan garmina, because everything in Shabbos we learn out from the mishkan. Adolos shalavim bereichav yuvas ama ozli kedemra bazarik, and the wagons of the Levim would go in 16 amos wide paths, as we say over there in the Perek of Azarikim Sechah Shabbos, Silka Chulhavi Rishis Harabim, Batsim Yudva of Amo. Therefore, there's nothing that's called the Rishis Harabim less than 16 amos Reichav. As that would be 16 amos wide, and will foolish from base Russian and open on both ends. I will mavli kotzer, who in the alleyway is narrow, but ain't a rochav yuvav amma, and is not 16 amos wide. The inami rochav, who even if it would be 16 amos wide, ain't a foolish, it's not open on both sides. Ela Rosha Echad Besuch Rosh Hashram, and one end is open to the public domain. Rosha Echad Sosam, and one is closed. Di Havi Mefulish, because if it was open both sides, they'll have a Mishtari Bekaria, then it wouldn't be permitted with just having a crossbeam. Kermin B'Gemara, as we say in the Gemara, became in the Lav Rosh Hashram, who, since it's not public domain, Charlotte to the Libim and Atari, and the Midir Aisa, you're allowed to carry there. Belisham Tikkun, without anything else being done to it. Rabbanan Gazer Alei Mishum the Asi Lechufi Rishus Harabim. The Rabbanan made a Gzera decree, because perhaps you might come to get confused between them and Rishus Harabim. V'sharyu b'takanta the Lechi Okara, and they allowed it with a takana that you can use either a vertical beam or a horizontal cross beam. The Lahave Hekara, it's going to be something recognizable. The Lasi Lemish Rishus Harabim Gemurus, you didn't come to permit a complete, full fledged Rishus Harabim. Notice in this Rashi only mentions 16 amos wide for Rishus Harabim. Does not mention 600,000 people, which is something he'll mention a little bit later in the Masechta. He also is calling both a Lechi and a Kira Hekira over here, which you'll see in the Masechta is a bit of a discussion. Yemayit is to Yashbil, is to lower it. The time of Rosh Gemara, and the Gemara is going to explain it. The reasoning is on Amud Beis. That's the normal amount of for a door. And larger than this is not going to widen. This is not going to be called a door. El appears as an opening. We need a door. But you have to stick in poles to shrink the width of the entrance. To make it 10 amos or alpachos or less. Why Esther also mentioned less? If 10 works, I don't know. Tzuras haPesach lechi mikam v'lechi mikam v'koyra al gabehem. You have two vertical beam on one side and another one on the other side with a cross beam on top of it, like any door frame. There's a picture in the Gemara. The Tani Tekanto, the Tani Yemayet v'lo Tani Pesach, that said that you should lower it, and doesn't tell you just that it's possible, invalid. Sukkah, the time of the Diraisa, that the reason why Sukkah becomes possible is because something which is a Diraisa didn't come in the Hassan, we say over there, from the Pasuk on the Man Yedu de Rosechem. From that Pasuk, if you look over there in the Bezim and Bezim Sukkah, it's actually Machoikis, Gimel Al, Bezim and Al, Bezim and Bezim, Machoikis over there, watch Pasuk is. Rashi chose only one of them. Tani Psula, Hoyal Vakvar, Moshe Moshe Nitno, Midazu, this halacha was already given from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Bocha Chomel Lofar Shalchan, the God Chomel, are coming to explain to you, She'im Lo Osakein, if you don't do it this way, it's Psula, it's Pasul. So Shaykhle, Misti Baloshim, Pasul, so then the language of Pasul, Pasul applies. Vavel Gav, the Mahanya Beit, the content, even though you could do something to fix it up, will come to Lomasakin, as long as you haven't fixed it up, Ikri Psula is considered invalid Pasul. Mavui. The goal ikri the rabban, who everything is the rabban, lo shaykhlam emir bay lashon pasas. It doesn't make sense to use the word pasal. Why shari kan hischila or ischa iskei mavli v'tay rasam? Because over here we're starting to show you how to work with an alleyway and what the halachas are. Umay pasal shaykhlam emir, and what language pasal is appropriate to say over here. Akati lohodicha rabban and shiurei b'hachi. The rabban haven't told you yet what the proper shiurim or the proper amounts. The list, the imlo osa came possible, that you should go and then say, but if you don't do it this way, then it's possible. The Rice says, "Nami tani tekanta ba'alma b'milei achrini." At other places, we will see, use the word tekanta. You say what the way of fixing it up is by in the Rice. I think the fish milei the katani hasuk is in that mission that says v'she'en l'shalosh defuns doesn't have three walls. V'she'en the gavah asur is not 10 tefachim high. V'she'cham asim ruba mitzilasa and has more shade, has more sunlight than shade. Because now we can just put all of them together like one. If we can tell you the solutions, we couldn't put them together and listen to that and just say them together. Why? Because if it doesn't have three walls, we have to say that you have to go make a wall. If it's not high enough, you have to raise the wall. And the fact is more sunshine than shade. And we have to tell you to add schach. And we have a statement in Masechus Pesachim, Le'olam Yishna Adam, L'Talmido Derech Katzarish, always teach your Talmidim in a short language so that they'll be able to remember it. And not be too wordy. Oyom Moed, Hu HaHechal, that's the Hechal, Shasham HaYinosel Mizbech, HaZohal, that's where the Mizbech HaZov was, the golden Mizbech, HaShulchan, the Shulchan, and the Menorah, B'Kulol, Ksim Ba'olam, says Oyom Moed, it says Oyom Moed. Rabbanan Sari Kedushas Ulam Lav Kedushas Hechel. The Kedushin in the Ulam is not the same as the Hechel. Chol Avoy Desal Muris BeHechel. Anything said that has to be done in Hechel, you have it over Leib Ulam. If you had done it in the Ulam Shulafana, which is in front of it, Lomis Kashri, it will be kosher. Hilkach. Therefore, Lomik Yoel Moed is not called Olamayi. The Lashon Kan Kro. And we don't find the pasuk look at the Pesach Delay Pesach. That we'll find that its door is called a door. El Pesach Ulam Alma Pesach Ikri. So you see that it is called a door. Habayis Pesuch LeUlam Hu Hechel. That's the Hechel. Where it says the door to the Olam Moed is in the Mishkan, which is in the desert. That's where it's written. There was no Olam of Pesach Hechel. And the door to the Hechel was 10 Amos. Because the height of the Krashim was not the was only 10 Amos. And where do you know anything about the Beis Hamikdash? When we said this in Pasek, Kvar Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was already built. Shahari B'tar is kind, and it's written by Yikr, but Holoi says, Sefer, Bo'ol Moed, Nemar, all of that Sefer was said in Ol Moed, Kedek Siv, Yidam HaShem, Yilom Ol Moed, says explicitly Hashem was speaking to Moshe from Ol Moed, Val Eze Mishkan HaYim Mevtichan. Oh, what Mishkan was Hashem telling them that they're going to have in the future, Yim Lo'al HaMikdash, if it was not dealing with the Beis HaMikdash. Daf Beis, Amud Beis. Hahub Aranksiv, Shahu Masa Bene Kos, that's what Bene Kos were carrying. Val Shame, Shahu Mukudash, Mishar Mahamoises, it was more Kodesh than all the other carryings, Kari Mikdash, it's called the Mikdash. Leofu Mipesach Shara Chotzer. Arocha Parch, we're asking now with regard to the width. Namim Sisim, we said Mishnah, Rocham Esther Amois, Yimayet, if it's more than 10 Amos, you have to shrink it. Ha Ashkhan Pesach Chotzer, we find that the Pesach to the Chotzer, to have Esther. Reichav was 20 wide. The Ikri Pesach can still call the door. The Chsev is Kalei Chatzir is Mesach Pesach Shar Chatzir. So you use the pasuk, use the word Pesach with regard to the entrance to the Chatzir. But Parashas Nasa, this Chsev is written in Parashas Nasa. Avla Goyva, but the height will miss the Goyva Yosim Mehe Amos and make it invalid more than Hey Amos High. Lo Matzi Parch, we can't ask the Ashkan Pesach Heichel the Gavaya Chav because we find that the Pesach, the entrance to the Heichel was 20 Amos. So the Kari Le Pesach is called a Pesach. Reichav Chatzir Mishkan Dun Amo. The width of the chutzner of the Mishkan was 50 amos. V'hadik chzir chamishim b'chamishim b'perik beis. In the perik beis, before Shlomo, we're going to explain it over there. U'pitzcha b'emsa. That which it says chamishim b'chamishim over here b'perik beis. Before Shlomo, we're going to explain it in the second perik. U'pitzcha b'emsa rechava. And the door is in the middle of its width. Is sasmoi b'klaim tesov amam misad zev v'shal pesach. Shal pesach v'tesov amam misad zev shal pesach. And they sealed it with 15 amos of curtains. On one side, another 15 amos of curtain on the other side, and Ishrochav Amor Roicha Be'emsa is left with 20 amos wide in the middle. K'dechsev Chamesha Sve Amor Kolayim, V'lekosev, there's 15 amos for the shoulders, literally for the sides, V'lekosev Hu Tzidl Shal Pesach, that's the side of the Pesach. Mahalon Goyvo Chamesh, it's high of 5 amos. Shahari Kol Kalei Chatzar, Sovev, all of the curtains of the Chatzar around it, Lohayu Govon El Chamesh, they're only 5 amos high. K'dechsev says, V'kayim Chamesh Amos, that the height was 5 amos. That the height of the eastern curtains on each side of it, of the door, were 15 amos more higher than all the other curtains of the chatzir. The havalahu goyva chaf, that there was, therefore, was 20 amos high. But there's no width measurement given over here. Hahu chamesh amos, those 5 amos, bin svas klam lamatas, from the lamata ma'oisin tesvav. From below those 15, Shinei Dofu, Mizel, Mizel, Le Pesach, that were extra from the at each side of the door. Was another 5 amos high to make it equal to the other curtains. And they added another 15 on the two sides of the door to make it 20. That's one shot. Because the heights of the curtains were always 15 amos. Sorry, but for the width of the door, we don't have to learn any amount. This of explanation, in the maskana, we have to have the girsa who misfas mizbechen lomaylos from the edge of the mizbechen. And upwards from Mizbech Goyvo Yeser, because the height of the Mizbech was 10, Kalayim Goyvo Yismimen Nuchamesh, and the curtains were 5 amos higher. Davlo Tesla, which was 15. Kadeshalohi Kain Omid Olova Avoida Biyah. The couldn't stand on the Mizbech and holding on to the Avoida. Well, Amroinus, and the whole nation's going to see him. Mimbechutz from outside the base of Miglish. Rishteim Shemati, I heard both of them, Mizeh Ekr, this is the main one. Mechaim Mefurish Mizvachim, the Perik Kashay and Kachim, so there's explicit Mizech Mizvachim in that Perik. But Mefurish Loshan Rishon was explaining the first Rishon. Toya, who was making a mistake, Shay Yosover, he thought, the man the Parach Leifel Mimbezach Shari Chotzer, he thought the one who said, when they asked, let's learn from the entrance to the Shari Chotzer, a Goyva Parach was asking on the height. To make a puzzle more than 5 amos, and therefore we try to make the height of and show that the height of the chutzner was 20 amos. If he's learning from the ulam, he should allow it with a 20 amos wide. Now, which Rabbi Huda is saying, Ad Mea Am until 100 amos. Bishlam the Bar Kafir Igal Memer. We can say the Rabbi Huda Ulam Gamar is learning from the Ulam. V'lo Machshir Begoyim Ma'arbal Emi doesn't make it Mutter any more than 40 or high. Well, there's only Bar Kafir. Cool. For that which Bar Kafir said 100 amos. Guzman Nokat is just doing an exaggeration. Mishum the Achshir Rabbi Huda Beyosim Rechofsus Rabbi Huda allowed more than 20 amos. Mishalishim Nirim the Bar Kafir Guzman from 30 it seems to Bar Kafir to be an exaggeration. And Nokat Bemilsei Tvei and he just gave a larger number. Atasa, the Rav Amar Le'eli said earlier in Amadalaf, Rabbi Yehuda lo lomdo elo mepesach ulam, Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the entrance to the ulam. Hamasis l'kamei etis in the following braiso made him get mistaken. Pesach the melochim, stam pesach the melochim, gavay and harbi, the standard the entrance to a king's palace is very high, tall. Lechi kana oluach, it's either a reed or a board. No, it's stuck in next to the wall. Kaisel echa b'roisha, by one, the end of one of the walls. To permit the entrance, the door, to be any wider than 10 amos.